You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a teacher asked her students what they wished she knew about them. And their answers range from funny to profound to heartbreaking. We'll talk to her about how their answers changed the way she approached teaching.
First, we continue our summer music series set list. Today, we feature the Janesville band Double U's, who recently stopped by WPR to perform a set of songs in our studio.
The group's singer, Wilden Hughes, tells us how working on his family's farm influences the songs he writes and how the band fits into the Janesville music scene. W's, thanks a lot for joining us up here in the studio.
Thank you.
I want to start with the origin story of the band and how it all came together. Wilden, let's start with you. I understand some of the music came from cassettes you'd recorded before the band existed.
Yeah, so I came back to my hometown, which is Janesville, Wisconsin, around 2009. And I moved out into a house in the country that is on my family's farm that was a little dilapidated, and I just kind of moved out there and was all alone, had my own space, and had some pretty rudimentary recording skills, and just kind of started there.
And Max, where did it go next? This guy came up waving cassette tapes at you, or how did those turn into the music?
No, actually, an old band of mine called Wake Up Sleepy Giant was playing around town, and he was performing solo at that point. And you went through a few different iterations before I joined the band. My friend Dan played drums in the band for a little while, and then Jeremy joined, and then I ended up joining to play bass.
This layered sound you had, how did that all come together for the three of you?
I think the genesis of it was just trying to connect the digital and the analog and kind of experimenting in ways in which we can draw from both, you know, the advantages of both, you know, the disadvantages of both, kind of really learning the equipment. And we've spent the last few years just, you know, trying to perfect it, trying to piece it together and really find our sound. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, I should paint a picture here. We've got a bank of technology in front of us with boards and keyboards and things like that, but then Max has a bass guitar, Wilden has a guitar. Max, you've got a couple drums next to you. So mm-hmm. That's that digital analog hybrid. You do it recorded and live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're using equipment that I think a lot of people use to make dance music, mm-hmm. but we're trying to, I guess, take that artificial stuff and using it to make something that sounds a little more natural.
And it's electronic music, sort of, and it's coming from a farm, at least at the beginning, and I think you've done some of the recording at a farm. Mm-hmm. Somebody, I think, called it Electronica Americana or something like that.
Yeah.
But does the farm influence the music that comes out?
Yeah, it sure does. Maybe less so the farm, but more so an Americana tone, this feeling of wanting to tell a story, wanting to connect with someone who has experienced the same things I have, or is maybe experiencing something parallel to what I'm doing, but in just a completely different way or completely different perspective. And so that's what I'm trying to arrive at, is some sort of, I guess, intersection between the future of music, the past of music, just kind of trying to stitch it all together.
Spend a little more time on the farm. I understand, Wilden, this is not a new farm. This has been in your family for something like six generations, yeah. Since the 1840s.
He's yeah. Wilden Hughes the sixth.
Sixth, right. Yeah. I can't imagine. I've been rooted in a place for what seemed like a long time, yeah. a couple decades, but that's yeah. nothing. So what's it like growing up and then coming back and making music on this place that your family's been in so long?
It's kind of weird. You know, it's... I think growing up, there was obviously a lot of... I made it maybe a little bit of a bigger deal in my head than it really is. We all go back six generations, so I'm not the only one there. But I definitely felt the weight of, you know, wanting to honor and wanting to carry on, you know, a tradition. And so I've always been, I think, uniquely aware of... I mean, just thinking of, you know, the fence lines. How long have those fence lines been there and what stories, you know, are around those? And I'm very lucky and very blessed to have that. But at the same time, I'm just like my buddies and I don't feel that different. You know, I don't think about it too much.
Just on the farm, I understand you still do some work on there. So is yep. your day checklist, you know, mend the fence, lay down some samples, milk the cow, record a guitar track?
It's a little different. You know, it's made, like yesterday I was installing moisture sensor probes. So I was digging down into the earth and digging all these rocks and sand out and putting these PVC sensors connected to a solar panel with a GSM cellular network, and I'm trying to connect them to that so I can go home and see how the moisture is, you know, on the soil profile and stuff like that. So there is, you know, everything is changing, not just music. Agriculture is changing. You know, everyday life is changing for all of us, and I think we're all just in the middle of it.
Yeah, Willie shows me sometimes the new technology they're using on the farm, and it's pretty amazing to see, like the topographical maps and like the drones and yeah. everything, like controlling the Google Glass, controlling the sprayers from the iPad. I mean, it's...
Yeah, people think farming, oh, rustic, back yeah. to the basics kind of stuff. It's one of the most high-tech things out there.
It really, especially, you know, even in the last 5 years, the things that have come along, and it's just getting started, so...
The music that you're doing is a mix of the technology and sort of the organic and older fashioned stuff. And Jeremy, I want to bring you in to talk a little bit about, you guys record this stuff and you can see how it all works in the studio. That's not necessarily something I would think that would be easy to perform live. So how do you take what you've done and turn it into a live performance?
Yeah, I mean, on the computer, it's easy to just go in and make sure everything lines up. But when you're playing live, it's a lot different. Everything's kind of on the line. So I think now we've gotten to a pretty good spot where we've got our machines all synced up and ready to go. And
yeah, and with your music, it seems like clearly playing live, some of it is sequenced, so it's kind of locked in. Mm-hmm. And you guys improvise some, and you're playing instruments live. It seems like there's the potential for everything to go off the rails. Did that happen some in the early experiments?
Oh, no, it still goes off the rails all the time. Gosh, you know, it's no different than a three-piece rock band,
really?
Too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's same thing.
Sure,
you know,
any band can have a train wreck live, no matter the instrumentation.
Right, you're still, like, at the end of the day, what you're doing is missing cues or...
But this way you can blame the robots.
Mm-hmm. But, well, everything... we can start and stop everything together. We can take anything and play it forwards or backwards. And so we have this ability to sort of stretch time you know, in the set. So we can really, once we get comfortable with that, once it gets fluid, it has a mind of its own.
I want to talk about performing a little more. You used to host outdoor shows, Wilden, on the farm. Is that right? Do you still do those?
Yeah, well, so I lived at that farmhouse for a year, and then I moved out of that house and I bought a new house. And at that place, I had a little more space. And so, you know, we just sort of got together with friends and organized the Rock County Folk Symposium, and we did it for 5 years. And we had a lot of great bands. A lot of the Madison music scene was really represented there, and it was a blast to do for 5 years.
You say some of the people came down from Madison. I know you're a Madison Rock County hybrid. Is there a Rock County scene? Is there a Janesville music scene?
You know, there is. I have to admit that I don't participate in it, but there is. You know, Janesville's it's an interesting town. There's a lot of qualities about Janesville that sort of represent who we are, you know, as a state. A lot of good people from there, and it's just a good, honest, blue-collar town, and I think the music scene there really reflects that, which I think we don't maybe necessarily fit in, which is maybe why we don't participate as much. It's so much easier to come to Madison and get amazing experiences like this or the bevy of other spaces and stuff to perform.
Looking ahead at the future of Double U's, what are your goals? What is success for you as a musician with this project?
I think success for me is always putting out albums. That's the benchmark for me. It's not necessarily about touring or playing a ton of shows or, you know, being super well known, but just releasing really solid albums that, you know, I'll be able to look back on and really be proud of. I think that's sort of my singular goal, is to really create something that you know, will last forever.
All right, this might be a hard question. Why? I mean, you've recorded those cassettes, you're doing those albums. What is it that drives you to do this and complete these projects? Look deep into your soul.
I think it, you know, it maybe comes back a little bit to my environment and where I see myself. I think I find myself at times incredibly inspired and proud of, you know, life on the farm, life in Janesville. And sometimes, you know, I yearn for more. And so this is a way for me to create that.
It's a Rock County soundtrack.
It's a Rock County soundtrack.
Guys, thanks a lot for playing in the studio for us today.
Thank you.
That was the Janesville band Double U's. You can catch them live August 25th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.
Setlist Summer Music Series airs every Friday at this time through Labor Day weekend. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to WPR.org/setlist.
Coming up, we'll talk to a teacher whose whole approach to teaching changed after asking a simple question of her students. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.